Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
It's Kyle O'Reilly.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I'm Rocky Asuka Romero.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk, home of Lou Gowen.
Support WrestleTalk.
Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Lou Gowen is, quote the Raven, nevermore.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
But you really should support WrestleTalk, and you should follow them and subscribe right now.
Ollie told me to say this, so I guess it's okay.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Make sure you watch and listen to WrestleTalk.
Or better yet, take just a moment, stop what you're doing, and bask in their glory.
Do us all a favor and subscribe.
Congratulations, you got here. Now subscribe and support. Thanks.
It's time to do some highlights and lowlights from SmackDown's debut on Fox. And it was an interesting show.
It was an interesting show.
It was. This is WrestleTalk Live, by the way. I'm Alfredo Blake. This is Chopper Pequenel now, and we'll be going through what we thought of the sort of top three big moments from this SmackDown episode. Interestingly, I thought about this SmackDown episode that the overall thrust was that this wasn't actually really for wrestling fans.
No, this wasn't, was it?
It was very much geared around, to me, the idea that Fox is this sort of multifaceted media empire in which they wanted to push the fact that there's NFL on Fox. So we got college athletes in the crowd. We got an ESPN pundit. Was it ESPN or was it Fox?
No, I think it was Fox, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a Fox pundit doing an interview with the New Day backstage.
Yeah.
Like, The Rock appearing, obviously, is a very SmackDown WWE thing, but The Rock is also the highest paid actor in the world. He's a massive movie star and a really big deal. We also then got the Braun Strowman segment where it kind of was setting up Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Another mainstream sports star that Fox would want to push across the board. And then the final match of the show, if you could really call it a match, it was a move at best.
Yep.
Sets up Brock versus Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, this was a show of ups and downs. But those, the big moments throughout the show, as you mentioned, are just pushing, as it had been reported up and up to this point, Fox wants a sports-orientated feel for SmackDown. And this very much said, this is sports that will slot in alongside your NFLs and your NHLs and other NBAs. That's a sport. Yeah. So it would slot in alongside all those other things. So they try and get all the mainstream attention like they would for NFL or anything else. So we'll go through them in order. The first one that we're going to talk about is The Rock. So this was really fun.
Yeah.
So the show opened up with Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion, to open up your SmackDown. She came out to just say, SmackDown is really special to me. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm Becky. Yay, everyone's happy.
Yay, Becky.
And then she got interrupted by none other than King Corbin, who came out to just say, I'm the king. Aren't I great? You all suck, etc. And then, if you smell, The Rock comes out to interrupt King Corbin, which was really fun. He came out, verbally ran down Corbin, gave Becky a fist
called
bump.
Him a broke-ass Burger King on crack.
Which was a great line.
Heck of a line.
It's a great line, yeah. He had some very funny stuff. He explains why SmackDown is called SmackDown. It's because of him and his amazing promo skills. Had a little bit of a shot at AEW, just very slightly.
Maybe like a tangential dig. He said that, like, you know, just because you won King of the Ring doesn't mean you need to walk around dressed as a 35-year-old virgin at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Which is where all the AEW lot are at the moment.
Exactly. They had a brawl between
New York Comic-Con.
So. Yeah, they had a brawl between Cody and Jericho at New York Comic-Con. So maybe a little digger there. Maybe someone told him to say that.
This is the thing. Like, the reason this, I think this is a highlight segment is because it was fun to see The Rock back in the ring. And it was also good to see, it wasn't just like The Rock comes out and puts over SmackDown and how important that is and he's still The Rock and he's really over. He, like, put over Becky massively in this segment. And also, I think Baron Corbin was perfect.
Oh, he was like, so
Baron
great
Corbin
in this segment.
He was spot on for what you needed to be in this segment. And, like, you know, bless him. He gets called an STD by The Rock and by Becky Lynch. And he will not live that down.
No, it's great.
That will haunt his wrestling career for the rest of his life. But he's, you know, man enough to go out there and let that happen to him and be like, you know, my job as the heel character here is to take the people's elbow, take the rock bottom.
Be humiliated.
Yeah, be humiliated, basically, even though I'm King Corbin.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Baron Corbin is so good at that. There was the bit where he said, like, you know, you don't have to dress up like a king just because you're called the king. You don't see, Becky's called the man. You don't see her carrying a pair of testicles around. And then Becky goes, but if I did, they'd be bigger than yours. And he goes, my testicles are perfectly adequate.
And he says it with such conviction and such, like, honest passion behind it. My testicles are perfectly adequate. It's just like, it's a perfect heel character that he's playing now. And I love it.
Corbin has come into his own in the King of the Ring section, like, with the whole King of the Ring tournament. Like,
absolutely.
Great matches, great promo work. Wonderful stuff. And this whole opening segment was just, I think, a lot of fun. Like a real, like maybe a bit too much kind of padding and fluff in the opening bit of your SmackDown debut. Maybe we could have just kicked off with a match straight away rather than like messing around with all of this stuff. But it is a lot of fun and it is what people wanted to see in this show. I would counter that with it's a shame that they pre-announced The Rock.
Yes.
To sell tickets for the show, which obviously meant the crowd were mega hype. They were hype when he turned up. But there weren't actually any other surprises going into this where you were like, okay, well, you know, there's something else for us to sort of look forward to. And I think a lot of people work themselves up into all the furore of being like, it's CM Punk, it's Edge, it's this, it's that, and the other. You know, and we didn't actually get anything.
Exactly. Especially with the rumors flying around, this was going to be like a mini WrestleMania. WrestleVotes tweeted out who, you know, have a very good track record of everything. They were saying they spoke to a source who said that the show was going to be like a mini WrestleMania. There's going to be so much stuff, and there's going to be one thing especially. There's going to be a real, like, dig at AEW. I think that was Brian Alvarez that said that bit in particular.
Well, we got that, so definitely.
We did get that at the end. But, I think people had built this up to be a lot more than it actually turned out. And I think the Rock segment was fantastic. It was what it needed to be. It was really fun. It was nostalgic. It was great. Cool. What else is on the show? Not much. And I think that was the downfall. This was, in isolation, a great segment, though. But then the next bit we're going to be talking about is a very strange match.
Yeah.
We were dumbfounded on the stream as to the collection of people that were in this
match. I think the interesting thing about the highlights, like doing this video is called Highlights and Lowlights. It's interesting that the highlights and the lowlights are right next to each other in the same match. It was that kind of a SmackDown where like the big things happened, but WWE dressed them up in the wrong way and like in almost a completely unnecessary way. And this match was, Braun Strowman comes out, gets his entrance off the back of an ad break. Already in the ring is Heavy Machinery, The Miz, AJ Styles, Robert Roode and Ziggler, and the other one. Who was the other one?
Who did you say? Ziggler? Randy Orton?
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So the Raw SmackDown, the Raw Tag Team Champions are in there. The US Champion is in there.
Yep.
And a bunch of, and Randy Orton, who was recently going for the WWE Championship, are all on the heel team here. And Braun Strowman's the one who gets the entrance.
Yep.
Braun Strowman then proceeds to sort of dominate this match. There was a quick sort of flurry of finishes from everyone. Like Ziggler hits a zigzag, Miz hits skull crushing finale. You get the phenomenal forearm in there. Everyone sort of tips out of the ring.
Yep.
Strowman then does his big run around the ring, bumps somebody into Tyson Fury, who is at ringside, the boxing lad.
Yep.
Boxing lad Tyson Fury.
That boxing lad
Tommy
Tyson
Fury's
Fury.
Brother, if you're from the UK and you like Love Island. And basically, this entire match was to set up Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury, which I imagine is going to happen.
Survivor Series?
Survivor Series. Like, I think it's going to happen on SmackDown TV.
You reckon?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen on SmackDown TV.
Jesus. Yeah, this was a bonkers match.
Yeah.
If you want to set up Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury, there's a lot of ways to do that that don't involve all of your champions and all of your important people that you don't want to damage, who got damaged in this match.
Well, this was the weird thing. They and it's the same thing they did. There was a match earlier than that that was Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura, champion v champion match, which is like, that's like the holy grail of like WWE booking as well. Like, champion versus champion only happens at Survivor Series. We keep it because it's a very, very special thing to do. Here, they were just like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's happening. And then it was just for the Fiend to come out and mess with Rollins. And it's like, that's fine. But why Shinsuke?
Yeah.
Why not somebody else who could just have a random match against Rollins? Like, it doesn't have to be Shinsuke Nakamura. You don't have to devalue every other belt to make something else feel important. We don't have to sacrifice three separate champions and a recent number one contender to Braun Strowman, so Braun Strowman tangentially can end up in a feud with Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever, except for the fact that this is a larger audience that SmackDown's been exposed to than before, and obviously Fox are trying to push the connection of WWE, the sort of close proximity in sports terms of WWE and mainstream sport. And that was a very like overarching feature, I think, of this show in general, that there was always this sort of drive towards the mainstream. So like, obviously Braun Strowman's going over because people can understand very tall man runs around knocking things over. And he looks like a threat to Tyson Fury.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, like you said, the everything that came before doesn't really matter. The fact that AJ Styles is a US champion, not important. The fact that Ziggler and Rude are your Raw Tag Team champions, doesn't matter. We're here to put over Strowman because all the new Fox viewers need to know that Strowman is the big man and you should pay attention to him and the champions don't matter, which to me is a dumb way to book.
There was one traditional wrestling match on this show that was like actually building a feud, generally speaking, and that was the women's match. I thought that was the only match in it that was like, this is a wrestling match that has been designed to build to this weekend at Hell in a Cell, sort of.
Hell in a Cell this Sunday.
Yeah.
Still no matches, more matches announced for that. Still got three matches announced with 2 days to go. Bonkers. What's going on, WWE?
This show was all razzle dazzle, but forgot that it was a continuing part of a long-running story.
I know.
That's been going for 1,000 episodes now. Like, you know, like over 1,000 episodes of SmackDown there have been. It's meant to be the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And
they never mentioned the fact it was the 20th anniversary.
We've basically forgotten the stories that were happening last week so we can have Tyson Fury turn up.
Yeah.
And then the other...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist
specialist to find out if it's right for you. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I guess, like, we'll go on to the last highlight of the sort of finale of the show, which was also, I think, a massive low light. I think we should quickly skim over the Kevin Owens Shane McMahon match, which I think was the pinnacle of this show.
Correct.
In terms of, like, if you watch WWE week to week, this was had the most stakes in terms of story, mm-hmm. had the most spectacle, and was probably the best wrestled match on the show.
Correct. Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really fantastic. And yeah. I could have seen it longer and I could have seen it at pay-per-view, but mm-hmm. I'm perfectly happy with what I got.
Exactly, yeah. And Kevin Owens won, which is great. He goes over Shane McMahon again, so that's the second time that he's gone over him at SummerSlam and now. So hopefully that means Shane is actually gone. Mm-hmm. Said he was terminated from WWE. So hopefully he's actually going and Owens can move on to bigger and better things moving forward.
Yeah,
really like the match.
But again, it's that sort of thing of, like, build it around a fun moment. And they built it mm-hmm. around the moment where Kevin Owens, who is playing, he's basically role-playing Steve Austin,
yep.
gets to turn around to a McMahon and mm-hmm. say, "You're fired!" And then yep. do the stunner.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine that that's the moment you wanted to have because it works for Kevin Owens and you should be building him as a massive star. And mm-hmm. that match helped again cement him as a big star, and you got Shane doing all the fun stuff that Shane does, like all the silly things. Like, for as much as we berate Shane, coast to coast is a cool move.
Yeah.
The elbow drop off the top through a table is good stuff. Like, he brings the spectacle when you need the spectacle, and this show obviously was built around
was just spectacle.
Yeah,
that,
and
pretty
that's
much
completely fine.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do.
Apart from when they do it in your final main event match.
Oh, God. Okay.
And they
okay.
dick on Kofi Kingston.
Okay. So, main event happens. Brock Lesnar comes out. Kofi Kingston comes out, all jazzed up, throwing pancakes, doing his usual thing. They announce to people, Kofi Kingston, Brock Lesnar, ding, ding, ding. Kofi immediately runs at Brock Lesnar, catches him in an F5, 1-2-3, Brock Lesnar wins.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so, despite, okay, they built up this story for Kofi Kingston, 11-year journey, won the WWE Championship, WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. Since then, he has been protected so well
mm-hmm.
since he won the belt. I believe he got pinned once in a 2 out of 3 falls match because it was 2 out of 3 falls and they had to get a fall. So Ziggler, I think, pinned him once. Aside from that, almost flawless booking from WrestleMania till now. Very strong champion, had a great reign with it. Sure, he could have lost it. I'm not upset at the fact that Kingston lost. I'm upset at the fact that Kingston lost in this way.
Yep.
To have such a huge momentum, to have someone who had such huge momentum winning his title at WrestleMania, one of the top moments of a really good WrestleMania, one of the best moments of the night was Kingston winning. Probably the moment of the night was Kingston winning his belt. For him to then go on through this 11-year journey and then after WrestleMania have this really great run, to end it in a match that lasts a few seconds, not even gift him like one kick out of an F5 or anything yep. similar like that, I think is a massive injustice to Kingston.
I think it felt like they overran and this is just what mm-hmm. they went with. But yeah, it's very confusing that Kingston gets this and Seth Rollins, who's not even the champion on this show, turns up and he gets beat. Like, it's that kind of confusing WWE layering of talent where it's like, well, Seth beat Brock recently, mm-hmm. but Seth is being beaten up by The Fiend. So if The Fiend faces Brock, who's the best?
It's rock, paper, scissors.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's kind of confusing. It's the weapons triangle from Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of confusing logical loop that you end up in of like, well, who's meant to be the strongest? Because I thought Kofi was meant to be like gutsy and mm-hmm. he just got like smashed up in like seconds. And then he was an afterthought to his own story because Kofi loses the title in less time than The Rock beat Eric Rowan at WrestleMania.
Yep.
So that Rey Mysterio from Raw can turn up with his arm in a sling, bringing Cain Velasquez, who is the man who won the UFC title off Brock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great bit of storytelling.
That's awesome.
Whole thing, like, I think the Rey beatdown and then Rey bringing back, like Rey the Luchador, bringing back Cain, who's, like, competed in AAA and, like, worn a mask in his, like, starting of his wrestling career. Mm-hmm. All that works perfectly. Why does he need the WWE Championship to do that, though?
Exactly.
It doesn't, like, that is the perfect big money fight that doesn't need anything because it has all the story baked into it because Brock is afraid of Kane.
Exactly.
And, like, Brock lost to Kane because of the UFC thing, but Brock dominates wrestling. So Brock could just turn around and say, but I am the best wrestler. And then the match makes sense. It doesn't. You don't need any more story than that. But
exactly.
It's that kind of Vince McMahon booking of going like, well, you've got to stick a belt on it to make it important. So we'll sack off anything else we were doing with any of the titles, any of the people, whatever, and just position it so it's this thing. So like the same as the Goldberg having to have the Universal mm-hmm. title when he returned. It was like, well, it has to be for a title rather than just being like, it's freaking Goldberg. Whatever Goldberg does is fine. Like,
exactly.
Use the title on people who need it to seem important, not people who are important.
Exactly.
Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez is a massive deal. It's the thing, you know, AEW after Velasquez, mm-hmm. WWE after Velasquez. Everyone was bidding for him. WWE clearly got him and mm-hmm. probably, you're imagining, spent loads and loads of money getting him. So it's a huge deal that this guy who everyone was buzzing about turns up at WWE. It doesn't have to immediately be for the championship or over
exactly,
the championship
yeah.
or even involving the championship. It just feels big enough a deal already. And you could have closed out the show with that without having to force Kofi to lose. You could have called the match off by having Kane's music hit beforehand and having him attack Brock.
Mm-hmm.
All that same stuff would have worked. You just didn't have to kill Kofi's momentum to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm so in for a Kane versus Brock feud. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a big spectacle. It's going to be fun matches to watch. That's great. I hate the fact it's for the WWE Championship. I hate the fact Kofi lost in a few seconds. Where does this leave Kofi now? I think Kofi's just going to go straight back to the mid-card. He's going to be just another member of the New Day in the tag team division.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that is awful.
Well, Kofi had to lose the title at some point.
And that's fine.
And that is fine. But, it could have been in a longer... It's when it feels like it's just servicing a story that's not even about Kofi. And I think when Kofi's run only came about through luck and demand mm-hmm. from... Like, nobody wanted Kofi... Like, WWE didn't want Kofi to be the champion. It was only because Ali got injured, Kofi got put in the gauntlet match, got over so well, and people pushed for it, that it ever became a thing. So it feels like, again, WWE's just gone, yeah, but we know best and we know what we're doing. And it's like, well, we wanted this thing. Do you remember when we all said we wanted that thing and we liked that thing? And like, we've never really liked Brock Lesnar. And I get the fact that Brock Lesnar's a massive deal in terms of like sporting achievement and Fox knows who he is and... That is what you do have to appease those people, but he doesn't have to be the champion to appease them.
Exactly.
Or if he's going to be the champion, give the match some more time, sack off the Strowman bollocks that you did, and give Kofi Brock a little bit more time, and then do the Kane thing, and then it's fine. If Kofi just kicks out of one F5 mm-hmm. after having a little bit of a spirited comeback against Brock throwing him around the ring, people wouldn't mind as much. But just
exactly.
going, dunk, oh yeah, by the way, 11 years of work down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah,
nonsense.
That is the biggest injustice for me in this. However, having said that, I'm still very excited for Kane versus Brock.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. It's so hard to like extract the two, isn't it? Because it was like the lowest low light of the show is Kofi being Brock. Sorry, Brock being Kofi, and the highest highlight is Kane Velasquez debuting.
Yeah.
And they both happened in the same segment.
Exactly. And they both happened seconds after each other.
WWE, what can you do?
Yeah. Well, that is pretty much all we got time for this little headline review. We're going to be doing a full 10-minute editor review of the whole show going up tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. a few hours. I don't know when, but we'll have one of those. And hopefully at some point, Ollie and Luke are going to be doing their live show in Nottingham, which I believe will be a review of this SmackDown episode, which hopefully will get converted into podcast form, which will be up later on. So, yeah, there won't be a live SmackDown WrestleTalk Live full hour and a half job like we normally do on the YouTube channel, from what I understand. That might change. I don't know. But anyway, that's what we've got time for this one. I have been Chopper P. Quinnell. This is El Fakador Laurie Blake. And that was SmackDown's debut on Fox.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.